Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes that make our world go round. I'm Alex, and with me, as always, is the ever-curious, ever-funny Jamie.
Thanks, Alex. I'm all charged up and ready to decode some tech mysteries. What's on our digital dissecting table today?
Today, Jamie, we're unraveling the enigma of algorithm complexity analysis. It's like the crystal ball of programming, letting you predict the future performance of your code before it even runs.
Ah, so it's like knowing how long I'll wait in line for my coffee in the morning. Because if there's anything I want to optimize, it's that.
Exactly. But instead of coffee, we're talking about lines of code and how they behave as they scale from serving one user to a billion.
I've heard of Big O notation. Is this where it comes into play?
Spot on. Big O notation is the GPS of algorithm complexity. It tells you the worst-case scenario for your code's performance, helping you avoid coding traffic jams.
Nobody likes being stuck in traffic, but what's with the O? Does it stand for, oh no, my code is slow?
You could say that. But technically, it's a mathematical way to express how runtime or memory grows with input size. Like O(n) ser means as your input grows, the time your code takes grows exponentially.
I see. So it's all about finding the sweet spot between speed and space.
Exactly. And it's not just about keeping things running smoothly. In the real world, companies like Netflix or Stripe depend on efficient algorithms to deliver content and process transactions at lightning speed.
Makes sense. Nobody wants to watch the buffering icon spin during a movie climax.
Let's dive into a simple example. Imagine you're trying to find the maximum value in a list.
Sounds straightforward enough.
You'd loop through each number, comparing it to the current max. This is a classic O of N scenario. Our operation count grows linearly with the number of items.
But what if my list is huge?
Then you've hit the scalability issue. If your input grows, so does your runtime. That's why understanding this before you deploy can save you from a world of slowdowns.
Got it. So how do we go about analyzing these complexities?
First, you write your code. Then you count the operations it needs to perform relative to the input size. Finally, verify your analysis by benchmarking, testing it with actual data.
Benchmarking sounds like the proof in the pudding.
It is. It confirms your theoretical analysis with real-world performance. But remember, it's not just about the time complexity. Space, how much memory your algorithm uses, is equally important.
Right? Because running out of memory is like running out of gas, nowhere to go but crash.
Precisely. And once you've mastered these basics, you can apply them to optimize real-world systems, ensuring they're scalable, efficient, and cost-effective.
This feels like a superpower. Can we give an example of how to apply this in a real-world scenario?
Sure. Let's say you're building a recommendation system, like for a streaming service. Using a brute force O of N squared algorithm for pairwise comparisons would be like trying to fill a swimming pool with a teaspoon.
Time-consuming and impractical. Got it.
Instead, you'd use algorithms with better complexity, like O log N for searching, to handle millions of users and items efficiently.
So it's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And always remember to complement theory with practice. Test, monitor, and adjust as needed.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. I feel like I've just leveled up in nerd.
Always happy to help. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Remember, the world of technology is vast and full of wonders. Keep exploring and never stop learning.
Until next time, keep your algorithms efficient and your code clean. Theme music fades in, then out.